Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 hey. This is my friend, Dr. Cappuccino. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know you're busy. I know it's the holiday season. People got relatives coming in. Oh, my goodness. And you're begging your children to help you, you know, with the prep for Thanksgiving and possibly Christmas, too. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wish I was there. But you know what? We got something very important to talk about today on the show. And again, I just welcome you. I got a little cold because I've been running the streets too, doing the same thing you're doing, spreading holiday cheer and saying, okay, everything's going to be all right. You ain't got nothing to worry about. As long as you're alive, you got a chance. As long as you're breathing, you got a chance. As long as you could talk, hear, see, and do any of those functions of your body, you're a winner. And even if you can't, you're still a winner. Because let me tell you something, the spirit never died. Body may transform into something else, but the spirit never died. And that's why we're on the show with this topic, a world where divine supernatural help is needed. And let me tell you something, don't be fooled. Don't listen to the hype. Don't believe the fake news. Nothing, nothing is going to help our lives, our country, our world, until we turn and honor the one who created all of this. Now, I'm not trying to bash evolution, but you know what? I read in the holy book that there's a force, a spirit force, a powerful spiritual force that says that they created heaven and earth. So until we recognize and get in our place of understanding, I'm not going to get in the place of something that I really don't understand, something where there's no evidence. Even Darwinism can be questioned because of that. But let me say this. A world where divine, supernatural help is needed, it is ours. I'm pretty sure you're sad and upset over so many things that have happened in our world. So many things that are going on that the human mind can't even understand. So many things that, hey, are born about in a spirit that is not one of goodness. Anything crazy, anything that looks like some of the wicked evilness is at work. You know it. You can identify that. You need to know that that force is alive and well. You can't look out in the universe and say, oh, my God, oh, my God, what in the world is going on, and not look at something unseen. A lot of things happening, even our law enforcement says they don't have any answers. I was just reading something this morning where a deputy superintendent, I don't know if that was law enforcement or what, but I was very surprised that law enforcement would even make the statement. He said that, I got a word for you parents. You better hold your children tight. You better love them and teach them to love, because love never fails. Oh, my God. I said, what? He's quoting something out of the Holy Bible. Now, I'm not talking against any other, you know, holy writings, but this is a deputy superintendent. He says, and if you do that, we all might have a chance. So people in high places are recognizing that there's to be some love on the table. And there's only one force that says, I am love. So if this force says, supernatural creative forces, I am love, then I got to get on with his coattail. I can keep hanging on the fringes. I'm going to be destroyed. And that's what's going on in the world. Destruction on every end. But we now have a chance to call out and live our lives as if something divine is pushing us, is leading us down the road. Because of these divine forces, they don't have tongues, they don't have arms, they don't have any hands, but they got to use other people in the process. So now, okay, so now I'm going to watch them. I'm going to watch them. God said all the angels in heaven were cooperating with one another. The Son says, I don't do nothing unless it's approved by this other higher source than me, Creator. There was no hope, no lies, no misunderstanding. It just was not there. Because when you are guided by a divine supernatural force, let me tell you something. I dare anyone on this show, anyone that's going to be listening, because as soon as the show is over, we're going to click and it's going to go all out into cyberspace. Call on that one. Or better yet, watch those that are not calling on that force and get away from them. Stay away. He said, separate yourself. He said, let the dead bury the dead. See, so now we're on to something. Now, how can the dead bury the dead? Well, this divine supernatural force said, you better do it. He said, you better do it. You better do it. And my father had something to say. Walking about with people with buckets of slippery oil, he said, you better not do it. Better not do it. And people came all over the world to hear what the late, great Bishop James Howard meant to say. But let's talk about this supernatural force, who they're using and who they're not. Some are saying that that young man that killed people and went to the Santa Clarita Saugus High School and started shooting, they said he was a troubled young man. And, of course, you got to be troubled. But if you're troubled, then the supernatural forces, the one on the good side and the one on the bad, they have an opportunity to use you right where you're at. One supernatural force says, call on me while I may be found. So now, I think I hear timetable. Call on me while I may be found, which means your time didn't run out or it's running out because you didn't check me while I may be found. Now you got another force. Oh, my God. Both of them never sleep. There's a scripture that says he neither slumbers nor sleeps. Watch the slumbering man. I'm not going to talk about the sleeper man. Watch the slumberer. Because the slumberer, if you don't see this person calling out for divine supernatural help, you're in trouble. You got to cover yourself, and you got to let the forces of evil know, I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight you to the end. You got to let them know that. And we have Dr. Colonel Reverend William Harrison that's going to be coming on the call because I spoke to him about this lesson, and he said, oh, my God, I got to hear it. I want to hear it. I want to know what you're going to say. And I said, well, then you got to also help with the process because you're standing up as a minister every week talking about the forces of evil. I sure hope you are because now more than ever, and the deputy praised the fact that parents should be loving their children. But see, you've got to have a different kind of personality to love. Now, I'm not really going into anything that he had to actually say, but if you're governed by a evil or some other supernatural force, you're not going to do it. And you've got to wake up one day and say, I got to stop because it ain't going to happen. Ain't gonna happen. When you are governed by a force that is against anything good, nothing good is gonna come out of you. Nothing good until the divine force says, you know what? I've had enough. It's finished. I've had enough of you. I done brought you down to your knees on the floor. It still ain't done no good. I've had enough of you. So I know something else is going on, something else at work. And we've got to understand that when these supernatural forces roam to and fro about the earth, there was one God that went up before the Creator in the book of Job, and he asked him, where have you been? And this force said, I've been roaming and walking to and fro in the earth. Now, I'm going to tell you who that conversation was. That was the Supreme God asking Lucifer, the devil, Satan, why are you up here? Where have you been? And that was the story told. So anytime you got some evil forces walking about, look for evil. You got evil forces walking around, look for issues. And now that brings me back to the young man. Now, a lot of people You know, I was reading where they said he's better off dead, his mama should be dead, and I mean, all the comments were crazy. But then there was a psychologist that said, well, hold it, let's take a look here. They said that he had a abusive father. Him and his mother was going through a divorce. The police had been out to his house for years on domestic violence. And his father was had a bunch of guns in the house, and he would take the young man out to, you know, hunting and shooting animals. And the whole profile, even of the mother, was something that would almost bring you to tears. So this young man, he was brought up in an environment where, you know, something went wrong, pick up a gun and kill. So the psychologist that's working with the family and news media, they painted a different picture that this young man at 15 years old, without guidance, what other choice did he have? And it went on to say that his father had been in jail and had got out of jail for attempted murder. I mean, oh, my gosh. So this young boy grew up in a lot of that. And so that's why the deputy said, okay, now we know. It starts in the home. You got to watch these people. You got to be there with them. And when you find dysfunctional families, and we're still talking about this supernatural help, because this was the only help that would have helped that young man to actually look into himself and not take the lives of others, because someone had taken the life of his father. So if his father died this year and his mother was involved in something, I don't want to say anything on the air, and, you know, it's not true. But when you look back into the lives, you know, this is why God, hallelujah, the one called the Creator God, said to train these people up, not let them mope around in their own evil thoughts. You know, a lot of people now, you know, they got to work and both families work, so you got these latchkey kids. They ain't being trained on nothing. Whatever. You know, walking all down the street, they're not being trained. So we had a lesson course for the past month on Before You Say I Do. And Colonel Harrison and myself, we talked about really getting to know these kind of people. Because let's say you're an extrovert. You're used to a lot of people around, friends, family, used to that. And then here comes a moper that comes into your life. You got to really understand, is that somebody that's going to cause you to be successful? Help you become all you are. That's what the thing marriage is all about. And so, so much came out, the bad marriage, the abusive family, the father playing with guns at the dinner table, and all of this. And the young boy was there because, you know, he just turned 16 and he committed these crimes. And even though, you know, he shot a lot of people up and two actually died, they said he ran somewhere and he shot his own self in the head. So maybe without his dad, you know, taking him around, he says very close to him, and he had guns and all of this. See, no one really knows, but the neighbor said that, you know, he's a good-looking kid, very quiet. And one of the people that spoke said, you know, he ought to, someone should have been watching him because he was quiet. He wasn't saying nothing. And see, when you talk to people and you're around people that are doing a lot of talking and they're saying a lot, you don't have to guess nothing on them. So the comments were saying, them quiet ones, get away from them. Them that don't talk, then you got to beg them to talk. You know, well, what's wrong? That he would just be, you know, loner by himself, you know, no real friends. See, so anybody looking at this and looking into it, hey, let me tell you something. These are the ones to watch. Don't wait until they get old and seasoned, because the only thing ready for them then really is death. But for him to take his own life like that, so much is going in his head. But then who was also watching? We all got to take, the people in the community, you and I, we have got to take some blame for this, because who was watching this person? Was anybody saying, you know what, I got a problem with so-and-so? Can you come over and help me? Can you talk to him? Can I bring him over to you? See, so I think we all need to learn something from them, because them that are loners like that, You don't know what's going on in his mind. Maybe he needed to be on narcotics. Who knows? Maybe he was on narcotics. But they tore that house up over there, pulling guns and a lot of other things up there. And they're trying to blame the mother. She knew he was around there with guns. She knew them guns were there. And she's standing over his deathbed when he took his last breath because he shot himself in the head and he went on. Hey, that was not God there. That was the other one, the problem God, the one that calls himself a God, none other than Lucifer, the Luciferian God, Satan. Any problems, any troubles, any arguments, any chaos, Satan is there. Get off the line. Don't get on the show again if you're offended. Look, any problem, because God is not of that. The Creator God says, where there's peace and order, that's where I am. Where they're calling on my name, that is where I am. And we see a lot of issues here where that obviously did not happen. Now, I want to jump back on these divine forces, the supernatural forces. Every human being has a spirit in them. That spirit is supernatural. Now, you got to look at that because the scripture says, by him I have my being. So you got to examine, the scriptures also said, examine yourself. Are you on the side of evil? You know you are if you're a problem. If you're heart-wrenching against any human being, you are a problem. Now, you got to read over into Revelation on what your end is going to be. That should be done. Because if he says, I am the maker and the creator of heaven and earth, that means everything in it is supernatural. So I don't have the strength to go up against a supernatural God. I don't have that. I don't have the strength nor the power to go up against a supernatural God. And so with that being said, I'm going to bring on Dr. Colonel Reverend William Harrison because he has something to say also about the officer commenting on parents holding your children tight and loving them. This was a young man that did all of this shooting, and they just had another shooting, by the way. It's back east. It was like 6-7 hours ago. So now back east is having some issues. So here we go with some copycat kids. But they went into another, in Kentucky. So I guess people are going to be broadcasting that. But we had to broadcast on for the past 2 days about what happened here in our state. But love never fails. Something failed the young man. And as I mentioned, he had problems with his father. His father and him were going out shooting animals. He was a gun activist. He was beating his mama up. He was a loner. He was very quiet. No one really befriended him. They bullied him. I mean, so we just can't say, oh, well, he picked up a gun and started shooting. We can't look at it like that. You know, he killed some people. Well, he had already been killed before he picked up a gun because that thought was in his mind. Nothing's going right for me. My mama don't love me. My daddy just died. My daddy just got out of jail. See, no one knows that. And since Colonel Dr. Hessen is the clergy, then we have to look, and a lot of clergymen here in L.A. now, I've seen that yesterday. They are setting up some kind of all kind of meetings, you know, because some of them know they have failed their job. You got to go in the house. There's a sect called Jehovah's Witnesses. They go straight in the house. They know what's going on because they are there. They're looking. They're seeing. They're looking at it. Maybe if someone would have went in his home, they would identify him as his father was this and that and his mama was this and that. You got to go there for it. You got to go and get these people. If the house is burning and you got 15 people in it, you just can't stand, oh, well, yeah, okay, I'm going to pray. Yeah, yeah. You got to run into that house to rescue them. And right now we're on a rescue mission, and who knows more than Colonel Harrison on that. Colonel Harrison, give us a little bit about your take on how parents really need to train their children, teach their children, love their children, know what's going on in the lives of the children, know what's going on in their mind, show them that you care. Give us your take on that.
Good morning, Dr. Capitino and listening audience. We admonish that we are to train up our children in the way they ought to go, and when they are of age, they will not depart from it. And so we have to start with the children at an early age. We can't wait until they become teenagers and then expect to hold them accountable. We have to teach them right and wrong, good and bad, in the home. It begins in the home. So we have one of the biggest problems we have is that a lot of the parents are not training up the children in the way they should go. And when they don't get the proper training, then that child goes to school and act out and goes out in public and act out. And as a result, we get some of them that's out of control, and we have these mass shootings across the country. Primarily, it begins with the parents. And then the church and all other community-based organizations, neighborhood can be supportive. But the foundation for the children begins at home, the parents. You have them, you got to teach them, you got to train them, and you got to teach them what's right and what's wrong, what to do, what not to do, and you got to discipline them if you have to. I'll pause.
Yeah, that sounds very good, because, and it also sounds supernatural, because the superintendent deputy of law enforcement said that from his observation, he said, I don't care what others say. He said parents got to be responsible for their kids. A 15-year-old doesn't just get up and start shooting. He said something was going on in the young man's life, and with all those guns there, and they don't know why the mother didn't check the guns there. And the father was in and out of prison and taking the young man around shooting ranges and all. You got to, now he trained them to kill. But as you said, you've got to train these kids up with the right morals, with right understanding of life and how they are to conduct their lives. You can't blame anyone else. And they said that they could not blame anyone else. A loner does not pick up a gun and start shooting. They were not trained, and the law enforcement gentleman said, I hope those that have their kids still breathing wrap their arms around them and show love, and also know what they're doing, know where they go. You can find out what they think over a dinner table. How was your day? He said most people don't even eat at a table. And he said, he didn't say, but there was some controversy in some of the comments that people used to sit at dinner tables if they didn't talk at all. They knew when you got to that dinner table, it was your time to talk. And if you had no other chance, and now the parents don't do that, they're not home for dinner, women are not cooking dinner, they're grabbing some fast food, throwing the kids a bag. And there's some homes now even that are not even being built with kitchens. So I think as a nation, as a world, we bear responsibility, not just for not being the young man's parent, but I think if we all look into this and follow what law enforcement said, it's all about loving. No one is interested in each other. Some of them have these kids. They don't want them. They pawn them off on other people and women. Killing kids left and right. I just read where a woman had a newborn and threw it over the bridge. I mean, every day people are committing infanticide. They don't want them. They don't want them. And we can look at the millions and millions of aborted babies that are just really gone forever, in a sense, with the Spirit of God within them. Also, this culture, we have a culture against kids, and guess what? They're lashing out. They're lashing out. They might not talk over an invisible dinner table, but they are lashing out. So I think we need to go back to true values. And while I mentioned the abortion issue, we've got an invitation to International Platform of Peace to represent the Pro-Life Council Association of America, headquartered in Chicago, and it's December 21st, where we're invited to go out and speak with the community media and every other source available about the issue, not so much behind this killing, but I think, every organization is reaching out now. Somebody got to do something. And, of course, if you don't have peace of mind, you're not going to have you obviously don't have peace in your home. So the International Platform for Peace is thrilled at the opportunity And we got the invitation. They said, put this on it, put this on it. And I worked on it last night, so I'm happy. And, of course, Colonel Harrison is the presiding platform minister of the International Platform for Peace. If you're interested in more information, the flyer has not gone up yet on the site. I just worked on it through the night, but it's, our website is www.ip. That's the letter I, I-P, as in Paul, 4, number 4, peace.org. The information will be uploaded probably by 12 noon today, but it's a great opportunity for us as an organization to get out there full force and talk with the community. And there's not too many people want to go up against Planned Parenthood, but that is the venue for this. And so they're ready. Everybody's ready to succeed. And the spiritual argument against abortion and abortion rights and murder. Everybody is sad about what went on in California. And, of course, you know, some copycat people. Colonel Harrison, tell us about your book, because we had mentioned earlier, before you were able to come on the show, that the topic, A World Where Divine Supernatural Help Is Needed, while your book might not be solely talking about supernatural help, but you have a book that addresses solutions for chaos in the land. And this certainly is a good time for people to pick up a copy of your book through Amazon.com by the author, Colonel William Harrison. And I want you to give us maybe just about a minute of how that book can help others.
Yes, the title of the book, Dr. Capitina and audience, is The Answer to Civil Unrest in the Land. And basically, we're having civil unrest. Whenever there's these public shootings, whether they're college campus or whether shopping center, wherever they may be, that's a form of civil unrest. And it can get worse, so I would encourage you to get a copy of the book. It talks about things that have happened, things that are going to happen, past, present, and it projects some future things. So please get it, and we all can do things in our neighborhood to help better everything. So, again, the title is Answer to Civil Unrest in the Land. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and you do have a second. You have a second edition, and I think people might want to pick up your second edition. The first edition is fantastic, but there was a few edits there, some additional information, and we're also looking at a third edition. Colonel Harrison has a publishing factor that can put a third edition picked together in about 24 hours. All Colonel Harrison has to do is give us any updates, you know, anything that he wants in there. And all we do is go to the actual site and assist with the uploading of any new comments, any new things that he's gotten involved in, and anything that's been seen that can add to the that. But, again, thank you, Colonel Harrison. I know you had to jump on there because you had a prior meeting. God bless all of you now. Every time you come to this station, you're going to hear something that is going to be something to honor their creator, and then just say, hey, you know what, you got to get up, you got to do something yourself to help make the world a better place. Tune in next week to the Dr. Cappuccino Show. I'm Marcia. Love you all. Have a great weekend, and thank you again, Colonel Harrison, for tuning in. See you next week. I'll look at you next week.